futures closed narrowly mixed Thursday amid the week's mostly steady cash fed cattle trade. U.S. beef exports were down last week, but are forecast to be 16% more than last year on a carcass weight equivalent. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 16th of July. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Texas Panhandle through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was limited on light to moderate demand, with too few transactions to trend. On Wednesday, live sales in Nebraska were steady with the previous week at $123 a hundredweight, and they were unevenly steady in the Western Corn Belt at 125 to 125.50. Last week, dress trade in both regions was at $196 to $202. A day earlier, live trade in the Southern Plains was generally steady at $120. Corn and soybean futures softened a touch Thursday, while cattle futures closed narrowly mixed with pressure from sluggish cash-fed cattle sales and continued erosion of wholesale beef prices. Choice box beef cutout value is $3.01 lower Thursday afternoon at $269.87 hundredweight. Select was $1.27 lower at $252.48. Weekly U.S. beef export sales also took a breather. Net U.S. beef export sales for the week ending July 8th were 9,300 metric tons, which was 61% less than the previous week and 44% less than the prior four-week average, according to the weekly U.S. export sales report. Increases were primarily for Japan, Mexico, China, Taiwan, and South Korea. More about exports momentarily. Anyway, feeder cattle futures closed mixed from 25 cents lower to 43 cents higher. Live cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 17 cents lower to an average of 9 cents higher, except for unchanged in the back contract. By the way, the average dress steer weight the week ending July 3rd was 884 pounds, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was a pound heavier than the previous week, but 12 pounds lighter than the same week last year. The average dressed heifer weight of 811 pounds was 1 pound lighter than the previous week and 15 pounds lighter than the previous year. Calves and feeder cattle traded steady to mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 3,069 head. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold steady, but a dollar lower at 1,100 to 1,150 pounds. Heifers weighing 800 to 950 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher. There are 2,635 head on offer. Compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there are 2,378 head. However, steers weighing 800 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower. Heifers weighing 500 to 675 pounds sold $5 to $6 higher, and then $6 to $8 higher at 775 to 975 pounds. Finally, steers and heifers sold $2 to $3 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 1,236 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Thursday, despite positive quarterly corporate earnings reports and jobless progress. Initial unemployment insurance claims for the week ending July 10th were 360,000. That was 26,000 fewer than the previous week, and the fewest since March 14th last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 54 points higher, but the S&P 500 closed 14 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 102 points. With record U.S. beef production forecast this year, U.S. beef exports are forecast to strengthen their position in the global marketplace, according to a special report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Meanwhile, the report explains, lower production in Australia and tighter exportable supplies from Argentina are expected to limit the global availability of beef. For this year, U.S. beef exports are forecast to reach a record 1.5 million metric tons on a carcass weight equivalent basis. That would be 16% more than last year and 8% more than the previous high in 2018. Through the first 5 months this year, exports to South Korea accounted for 25% of all U.S. beef exports in terms of both volume and value, according to the report. Foreign agricultural service analysts note that exports to China continue to grow, although they still represent a sliver of that nation's imports. Through May, according to the report, China ranked as the third largest U.S. beef export market in terms of volume and value, surpassing both Mexico and Canada, which have historically been consistently ranked as top U.S. markets. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 16th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.